Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to Yasho Industries Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parag Zaveri, MD and CEO from Yasho Industries Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everybody. On behalf of Yasho Industries Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to everyone for joining us on our call today. On this call, we are joined by our Whole-Time Director and CFO, Mr. Yahesh Zaveri, our Chartered Accountant, Mitesh Chheda, Accounts Manager, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisor. I hope everyone had an opportunity to go through the financial results and investor presentation, which have been uploaded on stock exchange and on our company's website. Let me give you quick snapshot of Indian chemical industry, the opportunity for us, and then Mr. Yahesh will walk you through the financial performance. Despite the current prevailing uncertainties, the fundamentals of the Indian economy have remained strong, with the exception of short-term challenges such as increased energy cost and freight cost caused by the Russia-Ukraine war, increased inflation, and supply chain disruption. The long-term outlook remains intact. Over the last two, three years, uncertain events have changed the overall business strategy, and most of the large MNCs in the world look for more reliable and sustainable partner to keep the wheel running round the clock. There are more than 70,000 chemicals which are produced in India. Many homegrown manufacturers have upskilled today to become large-scale global exporter. Our company, Yasho Industries Limited, is a three-decade-old organization and has been backed by strong human capital of 580+ permanent employees. They are the key driving force of the organization's consistent success. Over the last three decades, your company has grown brick by brick and have become one of the prominent manufacturer of specialty chemicals. We manufacture more than 140 chemicals under two categories, one of which manufactures food antioxidants and aroma chemicals. We categorize this as a consumer chemicals, which contribute about 21% of total revenue. Second one caters to various industries, that is rubber chemicals, lubricant additives, and specialty chemicals. We categorize these chemicals as industrial chemicals, which contribute more than 79% of the total revenue. We have always focused on continuous growth and expansion of serving over 2,000+ clients and catering to some of the largest company across the industries. Our team always strives to maintain high-quality standards with a mindset of continued improvement. Since the last two decades, we are a recognized supplier in 50+ global countries across Europe, America, Middle East, and Asia, with overseas sales contributing more than 65% of our revenue. In terms of operational performance, we are pleased to report strong quarterly performance. Total revenue for the Q1 FY23 stood at 187.55 crore, a growth of 39.9% on year-on-year basis. This was achieved by working at a near full capacity and a favorable product mix. We continue to see interest in our products from our customers and are confident to grow the business keeping a medium to long-term view in mind. Over the last five to six quarters, our product mix has steadily shifted towards industrial chemicals, which includes lubricant additives, rubber chemicals, and performance chemicals, which we used to call our specialty chemicals. With existing capacity, we will be able to maintain business momentum for next 2 years as we are operating at our optimal capacity. As highlighted earlier, to serve rising customer demand, we are investing in greenfield project to expand capacity in industrial chemicals. This project will come at newly acquired land at Pakhajan, Gujarat, where we intend to expand production capacity in stage 1. In stage 1, we intend to manufacture industrial chemicals and will add approximately 15,500 metric ton per annum capacity. This capacity is designed as a multi-purpose plant to serve diverse industries. Following this expansion, the company's total capacity will be 26,500 metric ton per annum. After receiving all necessary government approvals, the project is expected to complete in 18 to 24 months. New greenfield capacity will help in improving the product mix to encapsulate the upcoming opportunities in the global market. We continue to gain market share in value-added chemicals, which have made a significant contribution in recent years to our growth and profitability. Sustained efforts and improvements in our technical capabilities and R&D activities have played an instrumental role in bringing us this far, and we are hopeful that it will help us grow further over the years to come. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Yahir Jhaveri for giving you a glimpse on financial performance.
Thank you, Mr. Parag. Good afternoon, everyone. Q1 FY2023 has been a strong quarter for us, as all of our key products witnessed robust demand. On quarterly performance, total revenue for Q1 FY23 stood at 188 crores, a growth of 40% on year-on-year basis. Export market has contributed around 70%, whereas the domestic market the remaining 30%. The revenue contributions from respective verticals are as follows. Consumer chemicals contributes 21% of the total revenue, and industrial chemicals contributes 79% of the total revenue. The EBITDA for the company stood at 35 crores in Q1 FY23 with a margin of 18.7%. The net profit for the quarter stood at around 21 crores, a growth of 11% on a year-on-year basis. We would also like to inform you that India Ratings and Research have upgraded the credit rating of the company. Long-term user credit ratings have been updated to IND BBB+ with stable outlook. With this, I conclude the presentation and open the floor for further discussions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star in one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Viraj Shah from Shah Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I have a couple of questions. Has the current geopolitical situation has affected the overall supply chain and increased the raw material cost? Are we able to pass on and increase the cost to clients?
In some cases, yes. If the cost escalation happened during the quarter, we cannot, as the price has already been fixed before the start of the quarter. What we have achieved is a mix of a product line where we are able to increase our profitability.
And sir, can you throw some light on lubricant segment? how much time will they take to approve the products of lubricant?
Well, typically it can happen between 6 months to 3 years, depending on the application of the product. If it is a kind of an engine or the key performance, critical performance, then it takes longer period. If it is an industrial product, it happen between 6 months to 18 months.
Okay. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Keshav from Raksans Investors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. Congrats for another great quarter. Sir, the 550 crore revenue we're targeting from phase one would come from a 15,500 metric ton capacity. But currently, with about 30% lesser, we're doing much higher revenues. So could you help understand if we'll be getting into higher value products or if the 550 crore would be the initial target that can go up subsequently? And also, if we already have business ready to supply to with a short lag time from the commencement of the plant.
See, the number one, the product mix, what we intend to do it at the Pakhajan project is not a very high value product. It's a mid-segment, mid-price product, what we intend. Number two question of your scaling up, yes. In our initial year, we expect to achieve a 60% capacity utilization. That is in a 2024-25. Yes.
Sir, just trying to rationalize that, the 15,500 metric ton capacity contributing 550 crore. Currently, what our products are, we'll be going for lower value products compared to what we are doing right now?
Well, it's a question is which price band product has a more demand. It is not a question of high price or end of the day companies to look at for the bottom margin. So the bottom line is very, very crucial here. Here currently we are talking about indication what we give of 550 crore is a generalized condition, not today's price band. Today's band could be different, but we don't know what is going to be after 18 months or 24 months, you know, the price band. So we are talking about the prices which was prevailing, before the pandemic, when there is a normal situation, ideal situation. Today's situation, you know very well, there is a lot of supply chain issues, a lot of, the price variation. So that we are not considering.
Understood. Sir, if I'm not wrong, we've done our highest share this quarter in exports. So could the large positive shift in U.S. contribution explain for superior gross margins this quarter? And is this a sustainable split or it could vary going forward?
Honestly speaking, I cannot forecast down the road how is going to be the market because there is a lot of challenges right now. Still the war is on. There is a gas issue European customers are facing severe. And people talk about recession, but I will not control recession, but maybe a little bit slow down in the demand. So we are still holding back our forecast or the kind of guidance that we will grow by 10 to 15% per annum over the last year.
Okay. Sir, last one question. If I see a trajectory of the last 2 years, so there's been a secular trend in the export contribution going up. So the U.S., that was probably a single digit, has moved to 30% plus. So could you help understand if most of this business we are doing is reliably sticky because the segments we are in should have taken us a reasonable time to get approvals from customers, become a part of the formulations and subsequently scale?
Yeah, you know what happened here that wherever we got approval, even the ramp up don't happen overnight. They start increasing the volume with the new vendors in a phases. So For certain categories, we have already crossed that phases, and the customers are increasing the, you know, buying from Yasho, and that is helping us to grow, particularly in that segment. But otherwise, we see that this trend should continue, and we are optimistic that the export, we should be able to maintain this ratio or maybe a little bit improve it further, going forward.
Sure, sir. I'll come back with you. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alisha Mahawla from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, just wanted to understand the current capacity of 11,000 tons. What is the current capacity utilization level?
It's almost full. See, understand, we are making special, we have a fungible capacity, so, to give exact number is not feasible, because when we change the product, the, you know, the output and the time, everything change. But currently, I can say that we are running with that full capacity or optimal capacity.
So growth over the next 2 years will be just from change in product mix?
Absolutely. This is what we are saying for last two calls, that the further growth in the company will be a change in product mix, which will help us to grow our top line as well as the bottom line.
Sure. And the target or the guidance is 10%-15% growth?
Yes.
Understood. Also, within our segments, you know, while you're saying it's going to be change in product mix, so I do understand that there's a higher focus in industrial chemicals, but within that also we have three segments. So where are we seeing a relatively stronger demand, or where incrementally do we see the growth coming? And also, what is the impact of that going to be on the margins, the change in product mix?
Right now, we are not expecting, because already we did a lot of changes, and that has helped us to grow in Q1. So we expect a similar trend to continue. But one must understand here that the, even the currency plays a major role here. Okay? So that changed the top line and bottom line, both. So we need to, that's why we're not giving you the higher guidance, despite having a robust growth in the Q1, what we achieved.
You're saying the margins done in Q1 is what looks sustainable?
Yes.
Sure. And, like I was asking, within the industrial chemicals segment, between rubber chemicals, lubricant additives and specialty chemicals, which segment are we witnessing relatively higher growth?
I think we are seeing a growth in all the segments. We see the sustained demand in that, but we anticipate some kind of a slowdown, because right now it's difficult to predict. Our major customers are into vacation mode. It's a summertime in Europe and USA, so we will have more clarity by end of September, early October, that which way we are going ahead.
Sure. And, one last question before I get back into queue. What are the key raw materials, and from where are we sourcing them?
Well, we have a couple of key raw materials. One of them is a hydroquinone, which we source from Europe and USA and Japan, three places. Another one is the diphenhamine, which again we source from USA, Europe, and China. Third one could be a lot of amines, which we buy locally, as well as import from Europe and partly from China. And one of the raw material for the aroma chemical, we import from Indonesia and Madagascar.
Okay. Okay, sir, I'll get back in with you. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Ayush Agarwal from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
I hope I'm audible.
Yes.
So congratulations on a very good set of numbers yet again. My first question is on, so until last quarter, we used to give a nice breakup of our.
Your voice is breaking up.
Is this better?
So slightly better.
All right, I'll try again, huh? So I was saying that until last quarter, we used to give a nice breakup on our different segments of rubber, specialty, and lubricant. While starting this quarter, we have categorize them under industrial and consumer. So any reason for that? And I mean, it was a nice breakup where we could, you know, track developments on where the growth was happening and everything. So how do we keep a track of that going ahead if you don't share those numbers?
I know we were giving you the... See, what happened that the many of our product has a cross applications. Many of our rubber chemical goes into specialty. The food goes into the some the certain performance chemical, not into the food side. So it was difficult for us to categorize those one. And the second reason is that the, we need to be wary about once we are growing at this rate, we need to be wary about our competition who is, you know, looking at their show very carefully. And, so just not to give too much of insight about what, you know, where the company's growth is coming and what we are doing. So we need to recategorize this, our segment. This is purely to safeguard your, you know, company's interest.
Because I mean, even if we go to our website, we see that there are many products under each segment. So I don't know, and we don't give product specific information. We just give, right? So I mean, but
your voice is not clear. Sorry
to interrupt, Mr.
Is this better?
Breaking up.
Is this better?
Yes.
You did not get product specific information, it was more of category. So I understand that, you know, different products go into multiple categories, but it was really helpful that breakup that you used to give. So I would strongly suggest that, you know, we continue with that. I'm sure you would be able to make a better informed decision. So that was my first question. Second, sir, for the last 2-3 quarters, we have been saying that we have been running at optimal capacity, but the company surprises us with very strong numbers each quarter. So my next question is that, you know, now this 180, 190 crore, is this the base that we to continue in the next few quarters, or do you think we can scale up even further?
It's difficult to answer this question, whether we can do better than what we have done this in the last quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Company is always working hard to get best out of it, you know. I cannot comment whether we can do better than this, but we will try to maintain or maybe slightly dip further in the next 1 or 2 quarters. It may happen. As I said, the reasons that there is a geopolitical tension going on. There is a little bit slowdown anticipated in our major market, which is Europe and US and Northern, you know, the Western world, where we are expecting some kind of a slowdown. We are not looking at a drastic drop in demand, but definitely people are cautious at the moment. So
mm-hmm.
I can't say that we will be continued to grow at this speed, but definitely we will be grow by 10-15%, I can say that.
Mr. Agarwal, are you done with the question?
I think so. His voice is cracking, or he has some connection issue.
Mr. Agarwal, if you are able to hear us, we requested you to...
I am able to...
So there seems to be a connection issue from your line. We'll request you to disconnect and reconnect as we are unable
sure.
to hear you clearly. Thank you.
I'll do that.
A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in 1. The next question is on the line of Pankaj Jain from Mahavir Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I had 2 questions. One is, when I see your working capital cycle looks slightly on an elevated level. So can you just break up this working capital cycle into maybe debtor, creditors and inventory? And what would be the steady state working capital we can look at the company, and what are the measures to reduce this working capital cycle going forward?
Honestly speaking, I don't see that the working cycle has been deteriorated. It's already improved. We were here before, we were at almost at 120 days. We now running at about 95 to 100 days of working capital cycle. We are doing best in the current circumstances. We need to keep a higher inventory in the current situation because of the supply chain issues, which has not yet been resolved. Yet the inbound materials are not coming on time, and sometimes there is some products are not available. So the level what we are having today, that's the best. as long as the data are concerned, this is global norm. Yasho cannot set up its own standard. We have to follow the my customer's norm, what whether they are buying at 45 days or 60 or 75 days. And that's the credit line what we offer to our customer. So what we are doing at 95 to 100 days of working capital cycles, that's the best. We don't see to improve any further from here.
Got it. Can you just break up the days for debtors, creditors and inventory of the total working capital cycle in terms of days?
I think if you need that, just drop a mail to us or the IR and we'll definitely give this breakdown to you. Right now, I don't have it in front of me. I'm sorry.
No problem. No, sir. I'll reconnect offline. Sir, my second question is regarding the new capacity expansion which we are carrying at Pakhajan in Gujarat. So have we received the EC approval over there, and what would be the opportunity from this facility in the global market? Can you just throw some light on that?
See, those, number one, we have not yet got EC approval. One, as soon as we get it, we'll definitely intimate to the DSC and everyone will be get notification once we get it. We are waiting. I think for some reason, we have not got yet approval. Kind of an opportunity what we're looking at it, yes, we see a good demand of the product what we intend to produce there. That's all industrial chemicals which we have a plan to do, and we are quite confident that we will be able to grow as what we have planned.
Sir, if you can just tell us any tentative timeline of the approval and the facility coming up. Any?
Honestly speaking, we are waiting for last couple of weeks, and there is what we understand that there some changes happen internally within the officers, so the signing has been delayed. Can't comment accurately if the government work. On behalf of government, I can't give any assurance. But once we get it, we are already geared up. Everything is in mechanism. We are just waiting for the approval, and then we can, you know, kick in. And we will do our best. But at least 18 months from that day, minimum, and 24 maximum, we will be able to operationalize the plant.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Riya Verma from MR Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you, sir, for taking my question. So I have two questions. Firstly, we've witnessed that there is an increase in the revenue of industrial chemicals. If you could throw some light on the same in the demand scenario as compared to last year. And secondly, we've seen that domestic revenues have increased. What is the reason for the same? Has the company onboarded any new clients?
Domestic, sorry, can you come one by one question rather than both together? It's easier for me to understand because line is not clear.
You want me to take them both together?
Yeah, no, just put one question at a time, so it's easier.
Okay. So I was asking that we've witnessed that there is an increase in the revenue of industrial chemicals. So if you could throw some light on the demand scenario for the same as compared to last year.
Right. I think what is happening here that we are getting a bigger opportunity in a global market, which is helping us to grow. Still, there is a supply chain issues persistent, which is allowing us company to spread its wing and get more clientele under its umbrella. That is helping us to grow the market. Also, the existing clients are increasing their offtake from Yasho. If I say earlier it was doing 30%, they may be doing now 40 or 50% of the needs. So those are the factors that are helping us to grow in this segment.
Right. And I was asking that we've seen the domestic revenues have increased. So what is the reason for the same? Has the company onboarded any new clients?
There are always a new, we keep on adding new clients always on our kitty. And that's going to be an ongoing process. But along with that, also some of the existing customers also increase the offtake with Yasho, with us. So that is helping us to grow. and we hope that we can maintain this same trend.
Right. Thank you. This is helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alisha Mahawla from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question again. Just wanted to know that while the capacity is, like you mentioned, 18 to 24 months away and EC also is slightly delayed, is there no scope for debottlenecking at our existing facility?
No. No, Alisha, nothing. We did whatever this we could.
Okay.
Nothing.
So
we don't have any room. Only we have a room is only the change of the product. Or maybe, as I say, that sometimes the low margin product, we fish it out and we go for high margin product. But that is also to a certain extent. We can't go full fledged. Because when the customers are buying basket, we can't say no.
Understood. And just one more question was with respect to the pricing. So do we follow a cost-plus model? So depending on how the cost of RM, the raw material moves, the pricing will move, or we have relatively better pricing power? If you could just share some comment on that.
Certainly, there is a cost-plus model, definitely, first in place, because certain below certain costs, we don't offer the product at all to the customer. Some of the niche product where we don't look at a cost plus, but definitely we charge our premium on that, and that is helping us to increase our margins.
Sure. And any plans to enter into any other chemicals, any other segments?
Right now, we will be we have a strong R&D. We have expanded our bench strength from. Before a year, we were 8 people. Now we have more than 30 people working in R&D. So we are working on many new chemistries. But that will be informed to the board and everybody, you know, at the rise and when we get into the real production. It's too early to talk about that.
And just one last question. The greenfield facility that we are setting up in Gujarat, will this only be for industrial chemicals? And within that, any one particular segment, or will it also be a multi-purpose facility?
Well, it is a kind of industrial chemicals. We can make it fungible if you want, but the intention is that to go for a bulk production there. Not to, in Vapi we have more than 140 products. In a new greenfield project, we are talking less than 10 products. So we are looking to optimize our, our efforts and want to increase the certain product capacity that we know there is a market demand and we can step in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Keshav from Raksans Investors. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for the follow-up. Sir, our target industries are all fairly mature. So, firstly, I'd like to understand how we have been able to win business. So, is it the China supply chain shifting to us?
I didn't get it. Can you repeat it? Sorry. Can you repeat this?
Sir, the target industry we cater to are all fairly mature. So, I'd like to understand how we have been able to win business in these industries. Is it with the China supply chain shifting to us and we've got benefit of that?
Of industrial chemicals, about 20% has an impact on China. Rest is we are competing against well-established Western players in the market. I think what is happening is that either they are sudden demand or somewhere they are not able to fulfill the needs of the customers, and customers have been started buying with us, and we have proved ourselves that in a difficult time we can cater your needs, and that's how we are able to increase the share of our product or sometimes the quantum with those customers, and that's the strength of the Yasho. Number one, we have a consistent quality. Number two, we keep our commitment and we do work on a long-term supply agreement. When I say long-term supply agreement, there's always a clause of either quarterly or 6 monthly the price revision. So So those are the factors that are helping us to grow the market.
Okay, and so we, it would be right to assume that we'd target being one or two of their suppliers?
We try to become a number two supplier, not number one yet. We have to, that will be happen only after the, you know, the Pakhajan unit will kick in. Till that, we don't have capability.
Okay, so sir, like just connecting the dots, you said that the new facility will have a lower number of products. So we'll be working on our existing strong products and scaling them up going forward. That's the approach.
Absolutely, you're right. That's our approach. We know the potential of our product. We have been asked by many of our customers for the more quantity, and that's why we came up with this plant. And now we are in a process of assuring that future need of them. We are telling them that okay, we are running behind the schedule by it is a quarter, what I feel. But we are keeping our customers informed well that what's happening at our end, and we'll be back soon.
Great, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. Participants in the conference, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star in one. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Yeah, thank you once again for joining us on call. If you have any further queries, please contact SGA, our investor relationship advisor. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Yasha Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.